Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who wished he caught a Manly Bob show. Your host, Maceo.
All right, here I am again. In the podcast tent, the wind is blowing. It's early in the afternoon, right after lunch. The store is open. It's packed with youths buying their candies and their sodas. But I have snuck one of those campers away. A good friend of mine, someone I've known my whole EHC career. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, how old you are, what's going on.
My name's Lachlan. I'm from Northern California, a little town called Meadow Vista. I've been coming to camp for, this is my sixth year. This is going to be my last year at the youth session, so
that's
this
right.
Is pretty cool.
Your sixth year, let's see, you missed last year, though.
Yes, I did.
We'll talk about that momentarily.
Yeah.
But you missed last year, so you've been here 5 years total, correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you... have you ever been to a family camp or anything, or have you just come to the youth camp?
My first year, I went to the family camp, and I was 7, and then I loved it so much that I begged my parents. Like, I remember getting out of the car, and I, you know, was like, please, 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 let me go to the youth camp. And they did.
They did?
And that was my first year.
Okay.
It was 2011. Maybe, 11. No.
12?
12.
12?
12, 2012, yes.
Okay. So then 2014... I'm the nature area leader, and I am given a cabin assignment, and you were in that cabin assignment. You were one of my first youth campers.
I was.
Yes, you were.
I remember that sometimes it's hard to
remember. Yeah, it all blurs together.
I've had so many different counselors and CITs and stuff. And
we had Nikki with us, French Fry. Remember all of
did.
That?
Yes. I remember, yeah. And
then the next year we had Hamoudi. I was in the cabin with you again.
That was
yep.
That was awesome.
And Gene.
Yes, Gene, Moody, all the cool kids in
all
one
the
cabin.
Cool kids in that cabin. So, yeah, you're an experienced EHC camper, and you have a lot of insight here. You're very helpful with the other campers.
Yeah,
you're a little bit of both. You're a camper and a little bit of a helper.
Yeah, I'm sort of trying to, like, straddle both worlds, to put it one way. Just, you know, trying to be a camper and enjoy the activities while also helping other kids in the way that, you know, counselors or CITs would.
Absolutely. And you do that naturally on your own. Nobody has to tell you to do that. You definitely have a knack for finding the needs of the campers and helping them with those needs. I have a question. I think you could you have gone to the teens this year?
Things. Yeah, I could have. But I decided to come to this camp partially because Tony Fletcher asked me to, and partly because I thought it would be cool to sort of change perspectives, almost, you know.
Yeah,
like be
that's
a
very
older person,
insightful.
And, you know, try and do less of the like activities, and you know, or maybe not less of the activities, but just try and help other people more and. You know, because that's kind of what EHC is about, really, just giving people the opportunity to do stuff that, you know, other people would say, well, you can't have a blind kid do that. Like, that's just not...
Shooting archery.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, riding horses. Like, you can't do that.
Right. Not only would they be worried that one blind person is out there shooting archery, but a whole group of blind people out there shooting archery. And that's what this camp is all about, facilitating those concepts of... We can do anything that we put our minds to that we want to do.
Yeah.
And you are really, really good at helping everybody out with that. You are definitely, I would say, a bright future for this camp.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. So let's talk some questions here. I want to do some questions for you. Your favorite daytime EHC activity.
Ooh, that's hard. I don't know.
If it's not a favorite, just rattle some that you love to do.
I love the archery just because I never know where the arrow's going to go.
Yeah.
which is sort of a scary thing because I'm one of the better sighted people here. So a bit alarming.
It's part of the adventure.
Yeah. 2 years ago and previously a couple years before that, so 2016 and maybe 2015, we had a rifle shooting. We don't have that this year, but I love that. And 2 years ago, I did some of the STEM camp.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have that this year. It's just lots of, you know.
Changes. We're making the changes. Right, right.
But I love the STEM camp. And I like the pool. And,
nice.
And I like the boats. And I would have to say those are my favorite.
Cool, cool.
My favorite activities.
You are in a, as far as the history of camp is concerned, you're in a, that rare, I don't want to say privilege, but you're in a historical EHC crossroads because you actually got to stay in lower camp before it burned for a couple of years.
In the cabins that were really old and like well-worn.
Ready to burn.
You can tell that. Yes.
Let's just be real. They were old, boarded up.
But there was something beautiful about staying in something that like had been there for 20, you know, 30
plus years. Yeah, absolutely.
And like had hundreds of kids had slept in those beds and, you know,
enjoyed this
camp and gone on, you know, the lake here in front of us and, you know, eaten in the dining hall. And
it's a lot of history, huh?
Yeah.
And now that's what I'm saying, bringing that to this year, you're in that rare transitional period of knowing what it was like before, getting to see this transitional year, which has been a little different and crazy.
It's been
sort
of crazy everywhere. And it's amazing that you guys were able, you know, with the help of the AmeriCorps team, and it was amazing
all the volunteers,
that you guys were
able
to rebuild everything and, you know, I mean, the...
Have it ready.
Yeah, have it ready. Have it functional.
Yeah, exactly.
That was crazy.
New challenges this year. You have to shower in upper camp. There's no showers in lower camp.
Not
but
too bad.
But
the showers down there were sort of
there you go. They're gone.
And they're gone.
And again, that's going to be in the improvement. We're going to now have new bathrooms eventually.
Yes.
And new cover over the pool. And it's all going to feel new and nice and fresh.
Exciting. And then 20, 30 years from now, there's going to be a, you know, kid like me that's going to be still at this camp.
That's right. And you're going to be directing.
We'll, I'll be Tony Fletcher. Maybe.
And you're going to have that memory of what camp was back then. Yeah.
Before the fire of 2017.
Cool. Yeah. Right, Lachlan? Cool.
Cool.
All right. What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
God, I don't eat fast food a lot.
Okay, so what's your favorite restaurant?
Well, so I really like Mexican food, and so I would have to say there's this little Mexican place called El Portal up in Auburn, which is like a small town near where we live, and the food is just, it's so good.
Good, good.
And,
Okay, so I'm going to just rip this pretty quick here. We're going to talk about something else. You missed last year. Why did you miss last year, camp?
So I missed it last year because I went to Australia for 3 months.
And what were you doing in Australia? Why were you there?
So I was just over there kind of to have an experience and to see what life is like in another country. And it's interesting because when you think like, okay, living in a different country, you think, okay, it's going to be like in America, but they're just going to have Australian accents. But it's, in a lot of ways, it's a different culture. And part of it is also that, like, family to family, each family is different. And, you know, my family's sort of quiet. And, you know, everybody is sort of, like, off doing their own thing. But the family that I stayed with there, so my dad's cousin was the mom of the family. The family that I stayed with there had 3 boys that were 8, 10, and 12, and they all sort of went around together. And so wherever they were, it was always very loud and noisy and like energetic and kind of chaotic and but fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It was a really, really cool experience. And nice. I went to school there, and that was cool.
Do they have food, something that you tried there that was awesome that we don't know anything about?
Meat pies.
Meat pies are
good.
I don't
understand the American, like, we don't have meat pies. But why? Because
they're that good, huh?
They're so good. Like, oh, man. They're like hamburgers, but better.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I'm going to have to check out an Australian meat pie. So your experience, was it as enriching as you wanted it to be? You gained something from it?
Yeah, but not in the way that I expected. Because kind of going out there, I thought it would be a fun sort of break and la-di-da-di-da, I would hang out. And it was harder, and I feel like I definitely am more mature kind of coming out the other side from that.
Right.
And I'm a lot happier.
Are you saying that because it made you appreciate what you had here, where you were? Accepting your grind, your day-to-day grind?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
It's like you don't really, like, miss the day-to-day hanging out and stuff. But when you go away from it and you sort of, I mean, over there was incredible and it was amazing. But at, 12, which was the age that it was, you just get homesick.
Yep. It made you.
Yeah.
Nurtured that feeling of wanting to be home more and more and more.
And it sort of made me appreciate being home more.
Right.
And it just made me kind of, like, I mean, being visually impaired, I'm not super visually impaired, but even being slightly visually impaired, and I flew over there by myself and back. And, so I had to navigate through. So I went from San Francisco over to Auckland in New Zealand, mm-hmm. and then flew straight from there to Melbourne. And I had to navigate through the Auckland airport, which was a very, like, I don't know how to phrase this, but it was a learning experience. Like,
challenging.
It was challenging, and I made it through, but there were, I had to ask people because, there were, like, lists of flights and times and gates and stuff. Yeah. Like, my boarding pass didn't have my gate. And so,
you have to figure this stuff out.
I had to ask people and, explain, like, oh, I'm visually impaired. And,
right.
You know.
So, yep. Yeah. All part of the learning experience, right?
Yeah, no, it was very cool.
Cool. Nice. So you're back home and you're back at camp and you plan on coming next year to the teen camp.
Yes,
is that what
definitely.
I'm getting? What grade are you going to be in? School. So
I'm going into eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Do you have a favorite subject? Do you like to learn?
I love learning. And I like math, but I don't really like math class. I don't like the way that they teach math in schools. And it's sort of unavoidable, but I like using math and like figuring out how it applies in the real world. But I don't like the
academia of it.
The academia,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Just exactly. Sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Grinding out math.
Yes, and just, moving X around. And
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I'm the same. I feel the same
but
way.
But I love science, and I love the creative writing part of, and like, the creativity part of language arts, but I'm horrible at grammar, and I don't understand the English language.
It's confusing, isn't it?
And I've been speaking it for 11, 12 years.
There you go.
I still don't understand it, so.
I don't think we ever will understand it.
No.
But, so, well, you're a fine young man, Lachlan. You're a great dude.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're part of my camp history, and we'll definitely continue down this pathway at Enchanted Hills. I'm sure we're going to continue meeting up here, seeing each other, and having these awesome experiences, possibly even continuing the podcasting. Who knows what happens next year.
I would love to.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll come up with something creative for next year and keep the flow going. Hey, I'm going to ask you one hard question before we sign off here. What is the most annoying habit other people do?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know. Like, if it's annoying, then I just try and ignore it.
Tune it out.
I guess when it's, I guess habit, like, if it's a persistent, repetitive, pointless habit, then it's annoying. But, like, if it's something like, you know, someone's just, like, you know, like, wiggling their knee under the table, you know, like I bounce my knee all the time. And, like, I don't find that annoying, but if it's, like,
shaking the whole couch and my wife says, hey, stop shaking your leg.
Yeah.
I get that all the time.
If you're shaking the couch, then that's annoying.
Then it's annoying. This is an interesting perspective you have going on here.
I don't know.
Tune out the annoying stuff, people. Just leave it alone.
I just let it. I'm like, you know what? If you want to do that, go ahead. I'm not going
to
hang out with
Way
you, but
to
cool.
take something that could be taken like, negative and make it positive.
Yeah,
way to go.
There's not really one, like, super annoying habit that I'm like, whenever someone does that, I just want to scream.
It
like,
makes your skin crawl, but there's nothing like that. That's because you're tuning it out.
Yeah.
You're looking at the bright side of life. Yeah. Nice. Thanks for joining us. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
Thank you. I would love to keep doing this
Let's
next year.
Keep doing it. It's beautiful right here, isn't it? It's a good spot.
It's awesome.
The wind's lightly blowing. It's getting a little warm out, but we're right here. It's perfect.
View the lake. It's it's pretty,
Nice. Okay, that's right, Lachlan, folks. Thank you. You've been listening to Everything EHC Youth Session 2018. We're having a great time, in case you hadn't noticed. I'm going to sign off for now and go grab some more campers. Here we go. Over and out.